Welcome to the Beauty Revival Podcast, where you're taken on a journey of miracles, transformation, and radical beauty, inside and out. I'm your host, MB York. I'm a celebrity makeup artist, esthetician, former spa owner, and product developer. This isn't just another beauty podcast. This is a movement. I'm bringing you my best anti-aging, beauty, skincare, and makeup tips, but we're going way deeper. From Hollywood sets to the supernatural, from breaking free of toxic relationships to unlocking the divine power within you, this is where beauty meets faith and transformation begins. Say goodbye to society's toxic traps and hello to God's mission for your life. So if you're ready, hit play and let's get started. Welcome back to today's episode of Beauty Revival. And today I'm super excited to share with you a new project that I'm working on. And I haven't decided yet, but I'm calling this either Behind the Scenes, How the Flossom Beauty Collab Was Born, or From Blake Lively to Masterclasses, Beauty, Business, and Purpose. So, first of all, I'm going to share with you, if you don't know who Shasti Flaw is, she is a celebrity reporter, and I know a lot of you guys follow her on YouTube. She has a show called Flossom Talk, and she's interviewed like hundreds of actors and actresses for many, many years. She has, if you look at her YouTube channel, you can see she has every person known to man on her channel, from Tom Cruise to, you know, Nicole Kidman. I mean, every single person. And lots of them multiple times. She's from Norway and she has this very cute accent and she's just so amazing. She's so pretty and down to earth and everyone just loves her. Number one, because she's so authentic. And to demonstrate how she kind of went viral, I'll share the story. I don't know if any of you guys are familiar with what's going on with this whole Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni lawsuit, but they had a huge falling out during the movie It Ends With Us, and Justin Baldoni accused Blake of trying to take over the movie, but it was after Blake filed some huge lawsuit against him, saying he sexually harassed her on the movie. I don't know the exact right term, but there's different terms for that. They're not even allowed to say it on YouTube. But basically, she's not been able to prove any of her claims so far in all of this like pre-production for the lawsuit. So, and Justin Baldoni has came out and showed clips from behind the scenes to kind of debunk anything that's come out. He's kind of debunked it. So a lot has gone on with people like talking about it on social media. And Shasti had interviewed Blake several years ago, and it was for a different movie that she was promoting in a press junket. And I don't remember the name of the actor. I want to say Parker Posey. I could be wrong. I hope that's it. But so she was interviewing these two women, Blake and her co-star, for their movie. And Shasti just started the whole interview out by saying, "Congrats on your little bump," because Blake was like 7 months pregnant. And Blake fired back really like bitchy, you know, "Congrats on your little bump." And then the two of them went on to just like be super rude to Shasti for the whole interview. Like any question that she asked, they just kind of pounced on her with like mean girl energy. Like at one point she said, trying to just recover from how rude Blake was being, she said, "Well, what did you guys think of the costumes? You got to wear all these amazing clothes." And then Blake again was nasty and said, "Why don't you ask the men that?" And, you know, they went off on some other tangent, just talking to each other and completely ignoring Shasti. And so she said at the time that you know, it really hurt her feelings. Obviously, she wasn't overweight, but her saying "congrats on your little bump" was really rude. And then she said it just, she was super like embarrassed, and it really depressed her after it happened. And for whatever reason, when all this started to come out about Blake, she posted the interview just showing her how mean she was to her. And the video just went viral, where all these other, you know, outlets picked it up and showed it. And so it just became this like viral moment of congrats on your little bump. And so Blake never apologized. You know, she could have right away said, sorry, I looked, that was a bad moment, I look bad, but she never said a word. And then they kind of started to accuse Shasti of being paid by the Wayfair Company, which is the movie production studio of Justin Baldoni, to a smear campaign against Blake. And so anyways, Blake was just throwing lawsuits at everyone, and like $400 million till Justin Baldoni, and then anyone that like spoke badly of her just based on the facts and things they were seeing. She started to accuse all these YouTubers of doing smear campaigns against her. And so anyways, Shasti just immediately kind of rose up to getting tons of followers and support, because everyone could see how like pure and sweet Shasti is in like a second of watching her. And everyone just jumped on board like to support her. And so anyways, her YouTube channel really exploded, and she's been covering the whole case ever since and reporting on it. So every time there's discovery and new rulings by the judge and new, you know, things that are uploaded to the docket, she's been reporting on it along with a bunch of other people. So anyways, she has this huge following, and her clients are amazing. And the way I know is because I connected with Shasti. So her whole thing was kind of like, she opens up all of her episodes and calls herself the Hollywood truth teller. And she says, what's her tagline? Her tagline is something about Hollywood, or being, you know, in the middle of a town of delusion. She just talks about like Hollywood being a town of delusion. And she had another issue too with the Golden Globes, where she actually sued them. It was this big thing, but Shasti was in the right. And it was another just unfair whistleblowing thing that she did because of things not being reported fairly. So she's just known to kind of be a Hollywood truth teller, whistleblower. So she had me on her show, and I was there as the celebrity makeup artist telling my own stories of behind the scenes with like doubling for Sharon Stone, which this was different than my makeup stories, but I doubled for Sharon Stone in The Quick and the Dead, gosh, back a long time ago. And she was not nice to me on the movie. And so I told that story, and I told a couple other stories about, you know, just celebrities that aren't very nice. I didn't name drop a whole lot. I did another blind item episode on a bridezilla, famous person, and a story with her that I dealt with. It's in one of my previous episodes. But anyways, so we just had this fun little collab where I was talking behind the scenes as a celebrity makeup artist. She was asking a lot of questions. And then like the last 5 minutes, she said, how about we just do like some makeup tips, like your top makeup tips and the biggest issues that I see with women, problem, solution, and how I solve it. So I did have a couple of my products there, like my Beauty Ammo Kit, and maybe my Paint by Number eyeshadow. I'm not quite sure. I don't remember. But I didn't think much of it. I just held up the products, talked very briefly about it. I think I was saying how, like, the beauty ammo kit, I got called onto sets to do it on, like, Brad Pitt, George Clooney, the whole cast of Glee, Martin Sheen, Kevin Bacon, like, name dropping celebrities with that kit and how they use it on Dancing with the Stars. And it made Cloris Leachman look 30 years younger. So I was telling a little bit of that and just holding up the products. I didn't demonstrate them or anything. And I didn't think much of it. But it was crazy because, like, for the next 6 weeks, I mean, my products just went viral. Like, I had orders coming in like every 3 minutes. It was crazy. And so I just was so blown away to see the amount of influence that Shasti has because, you know, this was like an HSN segment or a Today Show segment. Like, and I didn't even demonstrate the products. I just did a little blurb at the end talking about it. And it just said so much about the level of trust that she has and the type of women that are on her page, her followers of her channel, her subscribers. And she's up to like 250,000 subscribers. So I think our episode, we had like 40,000 people watching it. But because she was very viral at that time, you know, they just kept finding the interview and finding it and finding it. And again, if you go to her channel, you can find it. I believe it's called Hollywood Makeup Artist Tells All. And I was on a second time too, which was also great because we talked about just aging naturally in Hollywood and not like that no one should ever get a facelift. It was nothing extreme. We were just talking about the extremes of people that are going way overboard and doing way too much too young. And I was talking about kind of my pet peeves with like the whole sprayed on Kardashian face of makeup. And, you know, my specialty is really women 40 and up because I will not do that type of makeup. I don't like it. I like more natural, even for a bride. I like more of like a princess, fresh, beautiful look. I do not like caked on foundation. I'm just mortified when I watch some of these YouTube tutorials or Instagram where the influencer with a million followers is going into some store where they just launched the foundation and she takes out, I don't know what to apply it. And it's like, she is putting on a mask of a different person on top of her face. And okay, they can all have at it. If they like doing that, that's good for them. I'm not judging, but that's not what I do at all. And the feedback that I got from Shasti's clients were so many of them like got on the phone with me because they had other questions or they wanted me to help them with their foundation color. And after their initial orders, you know, I send out like my instruction sheet and my tips and steps of the makeup application. And I have a way that people can reach out and I could look at them, look at their color and help them more one-on-one. So I connected with so many of them all over the world. I had women in New Zealand and in, you know, Ireland, and there was like a lot in Canada. I had probably like 6 or 7 different countries, and I don't normally ship out of the U.S., but for her clients, I did. I said, her followers, I said, you just got to wait till I get through this initial rush, and then once it all settled down, I did send off all of their orders. But I just really loved the fact that these women were just so personable and it was so great to connect with them all, like in the comments. And they all just love Shasti so much. And they were like, you need to do her makeup. We need to do like, you know, more. They wanted to see Shasti, like me doing Shasti's makeup. So anyways, she's so busy. I mean, her episodes come out every day of the week. So I planted the seed and said, you know, we have to do your makeup on air because the number one thing that I do is I do 5-minute makeup and it's always about teaching women how to do it. I work hands-on on so many women. Last week alone, I did 4 different country club events where I probably did 20 women at each event. And a lot of the times, while four or five women are watching, and it's really fun because I do someone and then everyone watches, and then I do the next person and they're all watching. And they really learn how to do it, but they're still somewhat unsure. Like, they'll buy all the products, and I'm all about trying to do the follow-up with people, whether it be, you know, a group makeup lesson event at their club or whatever I can do afterwards to really support the sale, since I don't have a location anymore after 10 years of day in and day out brick and mortar and employees, and I just can't manage that and manage my brand. So I do pop up. I love working hands-on with women, and I'll tell you, it worked out so great because of this collab with Shasti. So anyways, Shasti does a great job on her own makeup. She really does. It looks really good. It's very natural. And I've really scrolled in tight on it and analyzed it, and I see what she's doing. And again, I would make a few tiny tweaks, but not much, because she's very natural and what she's doing looks great. So anyways, I told Shasti, you know, about how well my episodes did in terms of the women buying everything and then, again, the follow-up. And I said, we really should do a collection that's like the Flossom. Her last name is Flaw, F-L-A-A, and she calls her show Flossom Talk. And so we're calling this the Flossom Finish or the Flossom collab. And so I created this makeup set, and it basically has this, like, it's called like a satin glow bronzing powder, because she always has this very glowy look. And it's this beautiful bronzing powder, but with super light colors and a lot of like very light gold. And I have this little paddle brush that I put with it. It's very small little cotton fluff brush. And the combination of when you put it on, like starting with your neck first, because usually your neck is lighter than the rest of your face, and lightly going all over your face, it gives you this glow that looks so natural. It doesn't look like caked on powder getting stuck in every line, but it shows up, and it's just in a sheer but a just a beautiful way in terms of the coverage. And then I have this beautiful like pinky bronzy blush and matching lipstick, and then this Illuminizer highlight stick that is, I call it frosting the cake, where you go straight down the center of your nose, kind of right above your cheekbones, a little right over your lips. And this gloss, oh my gosh, it is so pretty. It's called Gossamer. I have some of the products up on my site, not all of them, because we've still been finalizing the exact colors that are going in the collab. And I was like boots on the ground, putting it on all my ladies the last couple weeks. And oh my God, selling out of all of it faster than I could get more in. So it was so much fun. And I, again, those are the products in the kit though. Let me just go over it again. So yeah, it's the Satin Glow Powder with the paddle brush, the blush, the lipstick, and the gloss. Okay. And it takes like 1 minute to put this on. I mean, obviously, like with myself, I do my skincare first. I do my little tinted primer and some foundation. So I don't do it on bare skin, but you can. Like, if you were just going to the gym or you don't want to wear foundation, like the colors are light enough that you don't have to have anything else underneath. And like in 1 minute, it just brightens up your whole face. It's so pretty. When I was first testing it, I showed my daughter and said, "What do you think?" And she was like, "Oh my God, that's the best I've seen your makeup look in so long." And I was like, "Okay, this is amazing," because, you know, it's one thing to come out with something new, but it's another to know that it's going to be received, you know, in a universally appealing way. So I said to Shasti, you know, sending her samples, but I said, I also want to, you know, go out and test it on my clients and make sure that it looks good on everyone. And so anyways, I got a bunch of it in and I started selling it like just on the phone, texting with my clients because I was so excited and they're ordering other stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, you're not going to believe this kit I'm putting together. And they're like, I want it. I want it. I want it. So I'm pre-selling it out before I even put it on anyone. And then I happen to have all of these like holiday trunk shows lined up at the country clubs. So, and I know a lot of the women, I've worked on them, you know, for years. And obviously there was new ones too, but it was so much fun because anyone I put it on was like, yes, I want the set. And we were doing it at a great price too. It's like $199 value if you buy the product separately. And I was launching it at the $149 price, which is the same deal we're going to do on Shasti's show. So, every person is like, I want it, I want it, I want it. And I'm selling it out and then overnighting more. And I just couldn't keep it in stock. And so one funny story I told Shasti, I have to tell this on air because it was so epic at one of my clubs. It was DC Ranch Country Club. There was so many women there and they were all drinking these, like I call it a country club pour glass of wine, these giant glasses of Chardonnay. And, the club always puts my setup in the bar, which is perfect because there's a beautiful grand piano there and I have my own like huge bar area and my makeup lights and bar stool and all of my kits and products are out. And then the bar is right there. So it's hilarious because every year, you know, the women, they buy everything and then anyone that didn't, like then they're all at the bar and it just turns into this big party and it's just so much fun. So anyways, I had one of my really beautiful clients there because she's such a great model. I invited her to come and just help out and just be her beautiful self because she's one of my very best clients in terms of also one of my biggest critics. Like she'll tell me when something isn't right and I love her honesty. And I wanted her input too with the new kits because she is so particular and she loved them. And again, like she was helping me down to the wire with the exact perfect blush. And then I had another girl, you know, that was also helping me just, you know, wrap everything up and ring up the sales. And so at the very end, a big group of women was at the bar that had most of them already, I had done their makeup. They had all bought everything. And there was one lady that had held out and she had a beautiful face, like really big expressive features. And for some reason, she just wouldn't let me do her makeup. And so now that they're all drinking wine, I went up to her and said, are you sure you don't want me just to show you my brow product? And my brow product, any person I put it on buys it. It's just this one sweep, one and done. It's amazing. And she was like, okay, you can do it. So I grabbed it with a little hand mirror and I put it on her. And now all the ladies are like, you know, cheering, oh my God, yes, that looks so great. And I said, okay, she's like, okay, I want the brow. And I go, do you want me just to super quick do the little 1 minute makeup thing, which is the Flossom finish set? And she's like, yeah, you can do it. So I went and grabbed it and all the other ladies were watching. And it's fun because they had all bought it already. And it's just another way for them, another time for them to watch me do it to make sure they can do it themselves. So literally in 1 minute, you know, I did the finishing powder with the little paddle brush. I put the blush on. I did the illuminizing stick, which, you know, was just lifting up her whole face. And then the finale was the blush with the gloss, and all the ladies were cheering in the bar. It was hilarious. They were literally like standing up and cheering because it looked that great on her. And so she was like, yes, I want everything you put on me. So we ran and grabbed it for her. And so it was just like, I was on this roll of like, you know, selling out. And then again, I had to go up to another club and I was sold out of half of it. I did still use a few of the pieces, but it was killing me because I didn't have the whole thing. And I'm just having so much fun because it's just such instant gratification. But anyway, so back to, you know, I mean, the reactions are like, you know, everybody feels like it makes them look so much younger, and it just gives their skin like a healthy glow. And they, even if their skin is really pretty and like there's no lines, it still can just look a little flat. You know, people tend to do too much powder if they do makeup, and usually it's too yellow. And you know, I'm thinking of one lady in particular who was so pretty. I mean, not a line on her face, very blonde, but very fair skin, but very yellow powder. And it was like her powder and her hair color all blended together. And when I fixed it with those subtle things, I mean, it was just mind-blowing how those few little tweaks made such a big difference. So anyways, it was super, super fun. And again, I've been so excited. I'm like, okay, I'm trying to decide what to do my podcast on this week. And I was like, all right, I'm just doing this because I can't even think about anything else. I'm so excited. Okay. So back to the mission, Beauty Revival, Beauty Business and Breakthrough with the Mission. One of the things that Blake Lively got called out on while she was doing the press tour for It Ends With Us was she wasn't calling out the DV, the domestic violence theme of the movie. And so she got criticized a lot for it because it was an opportunity for her to use her platform and raise awareness about domestic violence. And that's what the whole movie was about. And instead, she did her new hairline called Blake Brown, and she was doing how-to hair videos talking about her Blake Brown hair products and the outfits. She made it all about bring out your florals because the character in the movie was a florist, and she made it all about the clothing and her hair. And so a lot of people were, you know, very hard on her about it and said, you know, that was superficial. You should have been using your platform to bring awareness to domestic violence. So I said to Shasti, we should do it because just because she dropped the ball, like we should also give a percentage of our sales to domestic violence abuse survivors. And so anyways, Shasti was totally on board, and we're doing a whole press release for our new beauty collab, which is to support domestic violence survivors. So I'll read it to you guys really quick because it's so cute. Okay. Celebrity reporter Shasti Flaw and Hollywood makeup artist MB York join forces for a beauty collaboration empowering women and supporting domestic violence survivors. Los Angeles. Celebrity journalist Shasti Flaw and acclaimed makeup artist and beauty entrepreneur MB York are teaming up for a groundbreaking beauty collaboration designed to empower women from the inside out, pairing Hollywood-tested products with the heart-led mission to support survivors of domestic violence. The duo's first joint launch, the Flossom finishing set, delivers red carpet results with real-world integrity. Built on York's award-winning vegan and cruelty formulations, already staples on many Hollywood sets, including Dancing with the Stars, and Flaw's passion for authenticity and female empowerment, the collection marks the beginning of a full beauty expansion that includes anti-aging beauty devices that deliver visible results without going under the knife. Women deserve products and stories that actually work, says Flaw. This partnership is about giving women the confidence to glow in their truth while shining light on an issue too often hidden in the shadows. York adds, integrity and purpose are the new luxury. Beauty is more powerful when it serves a mission, and ours is to restore confidence to women rebuilding their lives. Flaw first went viral after a red carpet exchange in which actress Blake Lively publicly dismissed her congratulatory comment, "Congrats on your little bump," despite being visibly pregnant. Rather than retreat, Flaw used the moment to spotlight how women in media can stand in truth and grace under pressure. Now, she and York are turning that resilience into purpose, creating products that outglow the competition while using their platforms to advocate for survivors. Together, the pair are filling the cultural and retail space space left by performative celebrity brands with authentic innovation, transparent ingredients, and faith-driven values. Their limited edition collections will debut on Flaw's popular talk show, Flossom Talk, followed by broader distribution through select retailers. A portion of all proceeds will directly benefit shelters and programs supporting violence or victims of domestic violence. So, anyways, we are so excited and we're doing some hair products too. We just finished approving the shampoo and conditioner, which is all natural organic ingredients, smells and feels amazing. The conditioner is like a leave-in hair mask. And then we are perfecting a spray that we're going to call Congrats on Your Little Shine, just to kind of make fun of the congrats on your little bump. So we're doing like a hair spray shine product, and I'm sending her off samples today. So excited. So Shasti's going to be teasing it on a few of her upcoming episodes. And then we're going to do a full episode, which is going to be like a little mini masterclass, like showing people how to do the whole makeup application, going through all the steps with the skincare and stuff too, because this way, I'm going to have all this footage to send out to you guys, because I know so many of you have recently bought all of my products, and it's just going to be a great little video tutorial that you can follow through and hear again what's in all the products, what makes everything so amazing, and then how to apply it, because the difference really is with like little tweaks. I say it a lot when it comes to the tools you're using, when it comes to the colors that you're using and how you apply it, how much you apply it. The little tweaks can really be the difference between amazing and disaster. So anyways, we are super excited to talk about like why makeup isn't shallow and how it really can heal and empower you too. And I've seen it myself like firsthand how much better it makes women feel when you just, you know, brighten up their whole face. And I have nothing against plastic surgery if somebody decides to do that. But for women that don't want to do that, and even for the women that do, you still need the right makeup. Makeup can make such a difference. And it's just something nice that you can do for yourself. And now it's a win-win because we're also going to be donating to the domestic violence charity. We're deciding which one we're starting with, but I'm really hoping that we can grow this too. So anyways, I was just giving you a little insider peek before the official launch, and because it's not just a collab, it really does have heart, it has purpose, and so far the response has really blown me away. So again, I hope you guys will, you know, stay in touch. I'll be sending out through my email Shasti's segment. I'll probably have her on my podcast too. Every time she has me on her YouTube, she sends over thousands of people to mine. So it's like, I got to really get ready for it. And again, we just are excited to, you know, to show women something super easy that they can do where they're like reclaiming a part of themselves and they're giving back while they're doing it. So anyways, that's Flossom and that's what's coming in December. So thank you for listening and I will see you guys next time on Beauty Revival. Have a great day. That's a wrap on today's episode of Beauty Revival. Remember, true beauty starts in the mind and spirit. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12:2. If today's message spoke to you, share this episode with a friend who needs a little beauty revival in their life. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It helps more women just like you step into their God-given glow. For more inspiration, beauty tips, and faith-fueled empowerment, connect with me on Instagram at mbyork.beauty and check out my website, mbyork.com. Until next time, stay radiant, stay revived, and let's glow.